Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hello, Gabe, this evening from Cinerama.
Hey, how you doing? How's everything going?
Buff.
What was that?
You said? A few ways that I'd have to choose the answer there. nothing's improved since the last time you've spoken to me. So at the moment in time, one of the things that I have done is I've taken, because my sales lady's leaving, so I brought somebody else in. Now, the person I brought in, they basically have brought in their business, so I take up his client list. But I'm not 100% quite sure how that's going to go yet at the moment, so.
Yeah, no problem. It's the ebbs and flows of a business, yeah. But yeah, thanks for returning my call. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you. I see how things are going with the new partner there and just kind of get in touch with you.
The new partner, what's happened is that they've come in, but what's happened is that I brought them in to try and help out. And like most things, everything is just hitting a brick wall.
Yeah, sorry.
Everything is hitting a brick wall. But at the moment, as I said, I'm about to lose at the end of this month my sales, and I brought this person in. Whether that's a good idea, I don't know, because it's like most things, it's a good idea when you originally think about it. When you get them there, you find that it's not.
Right, yeah, it's one of those things you got to feel out, right?
Yeah, but it is at the moment, but I don't really know how it's going to go. It's very up in the air, the whole thing. It's a hit and miss. Because at the moment, I've got my head office are now on my back as well. So what you find is it's not going brilliantly.
Right.
So, I don't know. all I can do is keep trying and trying and trying and hopefully get there in the end. But what I was going to do was, because I've got my new partners in, what I might do is, and this is the problem. I was thinking about with my new partner, because they're an American citizen, I was wondering if, but this is the problem, if they could have went and tried to have got a loan rather than through me, because they're an American citizen.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, because our issue with you was just that lack of credit established here. I think you had that 9002 credit score, so that didn't leave us with a lot of options. I mean, that's definitely something we could take a look at and, you know, certainly bring something more competitive to the table. It's just hard to work around the lack of credit, which is it's certainly not your fault. I mean, you're just... You know, you haven't been here too long, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely something we could take a look at. If you want me to shoot you out another application for him to fill out, we could definitely see what we could do for the business there, and I'm sure, you know, bring something substantially better.
Because what I will have to do is, I'm not 100% sure when it will be filled, because my partner that's came in works themselves. So it will be. As soon as I can get that filled in, I will get that filled in by them, and then see where we go from there. The only thing is how does it work? Because will they do a credit score check? Because what's happened is the person that I brought in, they've done so many credit score checks, it's starting to affect their credit line itself. Every time it gets a hit on it, it drops it. So
what,
that's the only thing I'm a bit worried about.
What is his or her credit like?
It's they've got two, and they were within the 700 plus to 750, but because of the hit, everybody going in, it's basically dropped it down to under the 700 now. So and what we don't want is it keep dropping every time somebody checks.
Right, I understand. If it's in the 600s, that's something I wouldn't be concerned about. You know, it's when we get into the 5s is when it's harder to work with, but, anything in the 600s, I don't see that being an issue whatsoever, unless, you know, there's, like, some significant liens or judgments on his credit report. So, I mean, it's definitely something we could take a look at, and, you know, if you guys want to proceed, do you guys usually pick up this time of year, or what's the summers like for your industry?
This is when I got here, about a month or two back last year, and it was pretty poor. We were looking at 10,000 per month, 11,000. We weren't picking up big, and that was this time last year. Because since I've been in, we've had a couple of 110 and 111, and that was at the slow times. Like January was 10 to 11,000 bringing in. Then we had 20,000 February, and then we had 17,000 March, and then 23. So that's the way it was. But last year, it started off usually 10, 7, 11, 12, 10. So last year wasn't good. So I don't know if that's a good example to use.
So what are you projecting this year for sales?
I'm projecting this year it's going to be higher because I have 124. And I'm basically looking at, I would project now, if we can keep up what we had the beginning parts of the month, I would like to say that I am looking more at nearer the 130, 140 mark.
Okay. Yeah, I think, how much, capital could the business use at this point? What do you think?
The problem that I've got is that because of my previous owners leaving, what happened is I had a ticket on the business, on some of it. Now she's leaving the end of this month and she's pressuring me to give her money. So what it is, I'm going to be looking at, it's going to be for inventory as well as paying her back. So I am looking at, if I was looking at anything, I'd be looking at 100,000, but that's whether the partner can get that through their name. I'm looking at that plus, so.
Yeah, I don't know if, to be honest with you, I don't, want to set any unrealistic expectations, but, I'm not sure. we'd be able to get you that much, as far as, for a business loan, because we're lending off, the personal credit is a factor, but, we mostly are concerned with the business's revenue, so, I don't think we'd be anywhere close to the 100,000.
It wouldn't even be worth sending that application. But the problem that we've got is that's what we were trying to get it for, was to actually try and build up the pay back the previous owner and inventory. So I would say I wouldn't even send that application in if we're going to struggle with something like that.
Okay, now it's coming back to me. Yeah, because you bought her out, right? And then she stuck around and worked for you. Is that right?
Yeah. And what happened was, under the impression that she was going to stay, and then it wouldn't be an issue, and I was going to pay her off as she worked. And the problem that we had was the first one was when she told me that the company was making money, she obviously lied on what it was making, which is the first thing, and how it was doing. So when I got here, the business basically wasn't doing what I was told.
Yeah, that's not right. That's
so this is where I had my problem, was by the time I got here, the reality hit. And I don't know how the person brought the business for me and didn't see this. But as I said, that's something that's been done. So all I'm just trying to do now is just to remedy the problem. Because now she's looking at leaving. That put the added pressure on me, where I thought she was going to be here for a while. Now she wants me to then settle up with her. So this is part of the reason why now it's the big push to try and get whatever I can, if I could get that sort of margin, because I can then pay her off and then cover my inventory. And then what I'm hoping is my new person that's come in, he owns a business already, and he basically has sold me the rights to his customer list. So that's why I'm hoping is that with him coming in, is that I'm going to have that, hopefully, that little bit of leeway to actually make that little bit more money to pay back any loans that I get. So it's just it's what we call a catch-22.
Right, yeah. I mean, she shouldn't expect you to just, cash her out.
Unfortunately.
I mean, don't you guys have something set up where you're paying her in installments? I mean, does she even have the legal right to request such a thing?
From the UK, they messed up. I had one person that was representing me doing everything from the immigration side to the buying a business, and he was going to have a specialist doing the business, and he, being a lawyer, was going to do the immigration side and other stuff like that. Unfortunately, he told me he was going to do a contract. I got here and actually then sat down and spoke with the business or previous business owner to find that he had done nothing with the contract, which I was promised that he would do. So I'm left now with, we've got nothing in writing, and she's pressuring me, and that's the problem because of the lack of writing. So this is where you've got your problem, is that she basically, she can do as she likes because we've got nothing saying or proving anything at all. So this is the problem. I'm basically, as we say, it's caught in between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
She basically knows, she knows the situation, and she knows what she's done and what she can do and how far I am stuck. So this is why now I'm just trying to seek whatever means I can try and get this problem resolved.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's for, you got a lot going on. It's frustrating, certainly.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you guys will bounce back. But yeah, I mean, we can, you know, we can definitely see what we could do for your partner down the road, or whenever you guys want to take a look at it. But you know, I think we'd be more in like the $15,000 to $20,000 range. You know, just to, you know, I don't want to waste your time and, you know, have you guys reapply I don't want to do that to you guys.
I hear what you're saying, because quite a few people have done that, and we've gone months and months down the line, and I'm thinking that it's going to work, and then it's usually it's a no and stuff like that. So, but thank you for your honesty. At least that's
I don't want to pull us credit, and then have you guys expect $100,000 approval. But yeah, I'd definitely like to stay in touch with you. You know, later in the year, and you know, see how things are moving along, and I'm hopefully things will pick up for you guys. And
because it is, because with my new, as I said, the new person coming in that's bringing in his business to me, but it's just, as I said, you never know, I might be looking at something smaller, as you say, maybe later on through the year, because hopefully he is the result that I am looking for, that is going to be the answer, bringing in his clients, which basically means I'll have more work on my books.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely, that will definitely help get you a higher approval, and you know, we're only looking at the last, you know, half a year or so. You know, once things start picking up, we can definitely free up some more for you there as well. But also, in regards to your partner there, I'm not sure exactly where his credit score falls in the 600s, but, you know, the equipment might be an option for him. If you guys are ever looking at equipment, we might be able to get him approved for that on, like, you know, a traditional, like, 2 to 5 year term. So if any equipment needs coming up, we could use him as an option, you know, as well, any printers or whatever you guys might be looking at. So.
Yeah, because one of the things you'll find, the new person that came in, they were an existing company, so they brought in a printer with them. So the equipment, I'm fine with equipment. It's like inventory and previous owner. They're the two things that are my main biggest issues, really.
Right. Yeah. That's unfortunate with the previous owner.
Yes. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I can't imagine how you feel. Yeah. But
I'll get around it one way or another.
Yeah, you'll work it out. I mean, only been here with the business about a year, so you have plenty of time to turn things around.
Yeah.
Kind of just the ebbs and flows of the business world.
Yeah.
But, Evelyn, I'll follow up with you maybe in a couple months, few months, and just kind of touch base with you. Is that all right?
That's okay. Yeah, thanks a lot, Gabe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice talking to you today, and I'll definitely stay in touch with you as things start to change. And alrighty?
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Bye.